Some of Australia's top infrastructure companies have agreed to cut their carbon emissions by up to 100% by 2030 as industry superannuation weighs in on climate change risks. IFM Investors, which manages more than $140 billion for industry super funds, has convinced companies it owns or co-owns to increase their use of electric cars, LED lighting and rooftop solar. The companies include Energy Network, Ausgrid, Melbourne Airport, Brisbane Airport and New South Wales Ports. IFM's Director of Responsible Investments, Chris Newton, is speaking here with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.
Look, Peter, it's very significant. It's a real clear demonstration of putting investors and the environment at the top of the table and making sure that climate change is an investor issue and making a difference for the environment as well.
Now, these are very big infrastructure outfits. For example, Ausgrid, which IFM bought from the New South Wales government a few years back, but also big airports and ports, critical infrastructure that keeps the country running. But is this more about activism?
No, definitely. You can set tangible commercial targets to reduce our impact on climate, on emissions, and at the same time still deliver those investment returns that we've had a long track record of delivering.
So rather than activism in these companies that you own or co-own, this is good business sense to get these companies working towards emissions targets.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've already seen some fantastic outcomes at some of the investments, NT Airport, Northern Territory Airports being a classic example, where the price and the commercial returns for solar, as an example, have come down that make the return profile undeniable. And as a result, they've had a great impact as well and reduce emissions.
Of course, these companies are in the business of making money. So did you have to twist arms or convince boards to act given that 2030 target and whether that's seen as manageable?
If there was any arm twisting, it was more the fact that we're pushing out some of those horizons from a 4-year or 8-year planning cycle. But all of the investors around the table and the board members have a really long-term view. Even though there are short-term impacts, we anticipate owning and managing these investments for decades to come.
So when it comes to these assets, what exactly are they doing to meet that 2030 emissions target?
Yeah, it's energy efficiency programs. We've got electrification of buses and airside equipment up in Brisbane Airport, pretty much at every airport around the country. Equally, ports have done some really innovative things in terms of actually rewarding some of their customers for taking an environmental approach, so a reduction in berthing fees as an example.
This is also about providing greater transparency in the reporting of emissions and exposure to climate change risk. So are companies now becoming much more aware of the need to report all of this to investors, and super fund members also know what they're investing in?
I think that's a really important part. So people know what they're investing in, people understand the risks, but also transparency increases accountability. This is not an activism or an ideological bent.
But what about future investments? And what about coal-fired power stations that are ageing? Is there a future for coal in investments by industry super?
I think in the short term, yes. But as I said, over time, that will start to unwind.
But pension funds and superannuation funds must be concerned about those warnings of possible blackouts in Victoria and New South Wales.
There's got to be a smooth transition. People have got to make the investments now and take the signals that the market's giving and plan for, you know, a cleaner tomorrow.
That's Chris Newton, Director of Responsible Investments for IFM Investors, speaking there with Peter Ryan.